Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A very interesting speech on the separation of church and state was given recently by American University professor Daniel Dreisbach at Hillsdale College. No metaphor in American letters has had a greater influence on judicial decisions than Thomas Jefferson's wall of separation between church and state. Many people think those words are in the Constitution, which they are not, but nevertheless the metaphor has become the basis for those who try to assert that the First Amendment separated religion and the state, thereby mandating a strict secular nation. Some activist judges have tried to make it a virtual rule of constitutional law. Let's set the record straight. For starters, Thomas Jefferson had nothing to do with writing the First Amendment. He was in France when it was written by James Madison. The phrase came from a letter Jefferson wrote to the Baptists in Connecticut. At that time, the Congregationalist Church was the legally established church in Connecticut. And Jefferson wrote to assure the New England Baptists that Congress would not take away their own freedom of religion. The trouble with the wall metaphor is that it seriously misrepresents what the First Amendment says. At the time the Bill of Rights was written, it was well understood that its purpose was to restrict the new national government from interfering with state governments and their established churches. It was also well understood that representative government and civic virtue depended on a moral people supported by religion. The First Amendment was written to be a one-way barrier that restricted the federal government. But Jefferson's metaphor has been used to create a two-way wall to restrict religious values from having any influence on our government. It's time people learn the truth about the First Amendment. It is merely a restriction on government. It is absolutely not a restriction on religious expression in public places.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, you're stuck with your debt if you can't budget.
Derry Brownfield!
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here. On a cold Monday holiday day, Jeff and I are in doing our thing today. There's not many people around this office. In fact, I think the doors are all locked, aren't they, Jeff? Although I did notice a FedEx man got in. I don't know how he did that. But anyway, it's one of those holidays. And it's kind of chilly out here in the Midwest. I heard some newscaster call it an Alberta Clipper, whatever that is. We call it 0 degrees, but anyway, I have on a long sleeve shirt today that I like, and I was wearing one of these shirts the other day, and someone said, gee, that's a nice shirt, and they felt of it and said, boy, that's nice material. Is it warm? And I said, yes, it is. I like it. It has a long tail, and it has two button down. All my shirts have two button down or snap down pockets. I put stuff in there. That's my filing cabinet, and they have to have flaps that you can button down. I don't like the ones that you just button the pocket. That's not good enough. I like the Western cut kind. But anyway, they were feeling of it and saying, gee, that's nice. Where'd that come from? And somebody smarter than I was looked in the back, and it said 100% cotton made in
China.
No.
Made in some other place.
Yes.
There's a lot of other places.
Cambodia. Had to go all the way to Cambodia to get that shirt.
Well, you're just an international kind of guy.
I guess so. Anyway, Ron Paul, and I saw some of this on television over the weekend, or whenever this happened. Was it Friday? But anyway, the news media just will not mention his name. They just will not do it. I'm talking now about ABC, CBS, and Fox, old fair and balanced Fox. I tell you, that thing's so top heavy, it's ready to fall over. There's nothing fair or balanced about Fox. But the big story is that Ron Paul came in second place in the state of Nevada. He even got more votes than Hillary did, as she was the top Democrat. Now, realize he's over on the Republican side, she's on the Democrat side, but he still got more votes than she did. He came in second place. Paul got 6,087 votes Friday. Hillary got 5,355 votes. But you cannot find that story on the news media. And I got this email from a listener, and they sent a picture. They had taken a picture right off of Fox News. It said, for those two or three of you left out there who might believe that Fox News is fair and balanced, He said, I turned on the news and the results were pouring in. Romney had been declared the winner, and Fox behind Romney was, and he talks about this little bimbo gal that was announced. And he said, she said, behind Romney was, and then he says, pause, 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 John McCain, with followed by pause, pause, Mike Huckabee. And then he goes on to say the three amigos were displayed on the screen. Only problem was that under the screen where they have that tally bar showing, it showed that Ron Paul was showing on the tally bar as being in second place with more votes than either McCain or Huckabee. So it's kind of interesting. He said they just can't bring themselves to mention his name. Outrageous. Anyhow, we can mention Bush's name. He's done quite a bit for our country here in the last 6 years, or seven, whatever it is. And this emailer sent me this. He said, I heard your show on Friday, January the 18th. Does not it seem odd that lawmakers are thinking of just sending each taxpayer several hundred dollars? Now, this is part of the Bush plan. We talked about it in detail Friday. Bush and Bernanke and Paulson, they're all working together on this thing, and they're going to give taxpayers money, all right? He says, most likely the money will be spent in just several days. Well, that's their idea. They're saying, we want you to spend that money because that's what makes the economy go, right? Anyway, this money will also be more money the government will be in debt for. And I might add that it's also more money that's out there floating around that will devalue the dollar just further. Anyhow, President Bush now is calling for last Friday, we thought it was going to be $100 billion. Now, $100 billion sounds like a lot of money to me, but that's not enough. Bush is now calling for $145 billion worth of tax relief. Now, he said this Friday, if Congress passes an economic stimulus package, the country will be just fine, he said. And, you know, I don't know, and let's hope I've been wrong about this whole thing. But people have kept the comments that Herbert Hoover, and I can't remember who the Secretary of Treasury, if I could think of his name, old-timers would remember it because he was in the news a lot back in those days. But comments that they made just prior to the crash of 29, talking about how everything was going to be just fine. Anyhow, I'm going to keep some of these, Jeff. I'm going to file them in a just fine file back there someplace. So if things do go wrong, which let's hope they don't, but I kind of like to be one of those. People say, I hate to say I told you so. It never bothered me to say I told you so because I've been telling folks so for so long. Sooner or later, something's got to happen that's true. Anyway, Bush said he calls this a growth package. He said it must also include tax incentives for business investment and quick tax relief for individuals. Bush said, while there's some uncertainty right now, if we act quickly and in a smart way that helps growth, we're going to be just fine. That's twice now he says just fine. Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson said the largest part of the stimulus package would be to individual taxpayers. Bush wants to target about $100 billion towards individuals, and now they're coming up with $45 to $50 billion towards businesses. So, hey, everybody's going to get some relief. All right, I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back and just see how much relief we're going to get. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And as we were just discussing, Bush is now calling for up to 150,000. No, I can't say billion. I don't think in billions. $150 billion for his new economic plan. He's going to shore up this economy. He's going to make everything happen, and everything he says will be just fine. Henry Paulson's in on the act. He says the cost of not acting has become too high. We must act now. And, you know, this is exactly what I think they're doing. I think they're acting. I think they're putting on quite an act, to be serious about it. But anyway, Bush focused solely on taxes. He says the Democrats and the Republican leaders in Congress have been working on a temporary increase in food stamps and an extension of unemployment benefits. Bush said that Congress and the administration needs to settle on a temporary economic package that could be implemented quickly to keep our economy growing and create jobs. Letting Americans keep more of their money should increase consumer spending. I'm still quoting President Bush. He says, it must be built on broad-based tax relief. In other words, not everybody in the United States is going to get that $800 or whatever the figure is. They were talking $800 last week. Whether they stick by that or not, I have no idea. But it's going to be strictly for taxpayers. Anyway, it must take effect right away, but it also must be only temporary, and it must not include any tax increases. He called for tax incentives for businesses, including small companies, to make new and major investments this year. Giving them an incentive to invest now will encourage business owners to expand their operations, create new jobs, and inject new energy into our economies. He also called for tax relief for individuals, probably to come in the form of one-time rebates. Americans, he says, can spend this money as they see fit to help meet their monthly bills, cover higher costs at the gas pump, pay for the basic necessities. Now, for whatever it's worth, and we've discussed this in quite detail, but I keep seeing it coming up. Economist after economist goes back to these figures, but let me just throw those figures out again. President Bush and Central Bank Chief Ben Bernanke endorsed a $100 billion stimulus package. Actually, it's $150 billion. Jeff, this is what I thought I had lost and I have found. Anyhow, a growing number of economists say the United States is either in recession or perilously close to it. Now, let's go to the New York University economist named something. Anyway, he said, let's all of the keys of economic health are headed in the wrong direction, including the housing market, credit availability, the job market, and the business spending. Add to that a run-up in oil and gas prices, and the consumer is likely to take it on the chin in 2008. Now, he also quotes these figures, and I have time to do that very quickly. Merrill Lynch & Company, world largest stockbroker, reports losing $9.8 billion in the final 3 months of last year, wiping out more than $16 billion worth of bad loans off the books. That raises Merrill Lynch's housing-related losses to nearly $24 billion in 2007. Now let's take the break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Seven.
And we have returned. Now, I'm too young to remember the crash of 29. That happened before I came to this country. My mother used to laugh about crash of 29. She said crash of 29 didn't affect us. We had gone broke in 27. This was typical. People living on farms had problems long before the stock market showed that the country was in any kind of financial disorder or disarray or whatever. But we find that, and I've heard about it, and I remember my folks talking about it, and I've read about it, but people actually, these Wall Street bankers literally committed suicide. And many of them before the crash took place, because they knew what was happening. They could see it, and they jumped out of, you heard the stories about them jumping out of 13-floor windows in Wall Street and falling to their demise. Well, now, it looks like maybe this has begun. A 59-year-old mortgage banker was the executive vice president of the secondary market at the now bankrupt Fieldstone, a once flourishing lender based in Columbia, Maryland. The company went bankrupt in November. At Fieldstone's, he was Fieldstone's third highest ranking executive. Now, here's what they paid this guy. $330,800 was his base salary. Then, by the way, he was a graduate from Rutgers University. He had extensive experience in the mortgage business. He'd previously worked at First Home Mortgage Corporation and GE Capital Mortgage Services in Cherry Hill. And like I said, he earned $330,800 annual salary. And then after the company went bankrupt, they were in the process of paying him $100,000 as a bonus to help wrap up the operations. Anyhow, he jumped off of a bridge and committed suicide. In July of 2006, the federal government put a $656,203 tax lien on his house. Now, he and his wife purchased this house 7 years ago for $230,000. Now, did you get those figures? They've lived in the house for 7 years. They gave $230,000, and now there's a lien on it for $656,000. Now, this fellow is getting paid big bucks for managing mortgages and let himself get into a personal financial situation like that. I don't know. I thought I was a poor manager back in the 1980s because you've heard me say time and time again, the highest price farm I ever bought, it gave $330 for an acre for it, $355 an acre for it. And a few years later, you know, we had mortgaged for $700 an acre, something like that. But that was a little different situation. Here, this guy, if I would have been making $300,000 a year, I don't think I would have had the problems that we did. Anyway, moving along, I have here a copy of a map that was printed in 1941. Now, remember, 1941, we didn't get involved until World War II, really, until the end of 41. So, and this map is a map of the world, and it's called the post-war, now get this, New World Map, completed in 1941, and under there is written the New World Order. Now, I thought up until recently that George Bush coined the term New World Order, George I, Daddy Bush, okay? He was the first person to ever mention it, at least on the national airways. But here is a map that was printed in 1941. It's kind of interesting to see where this map came from. It was discovered by a lady named Helen Summers in a window in Philadelphia during World War II. It was completed in October 1941. That was before Pearl Harbor. It was printed in bright colors then by Morris Gomberg in Philadelphia in 1942 and was displayed in his store window. Helen Summers recognized the significance of the map and she purchased several. Also, this map is filed in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Now, the original plan is not totally given. However, at the bottom of the map, there is a detailed explanation of the United States policy for the New World Order. Do I have time for that, Jeff, or are we going to hear music? That's what I thought. I'm going to start the music a little earlier because I want to do this all at once. At the bottom of the map, it contained a detailed explanation of U.S. policy involving the New World Order. The map was printed in October of 1941. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. By the way, our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale along with the regular Thursday sale. Now that's Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 500 head for the special cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. Now, the sale will start at 12:30, and the cows will be first to sell. A lot of cows in there are mostly black, black baldies, but also several offerings of Charolais crosses. And several of them have calves by their sides. Brian Cost will be in with some of the Charolais crossbreds and also a nice string of 30 black heifers. S&S Cattle Company has a 56-head offering. Doug Fleshman and Sheila Smith have also consigned some nice heifers. Many of these heifers have been ultrasounded and vaccinated and bred to easy calving bulls. That's for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for free sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfection, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says always and never are two words people should always remember never to use, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Now, this map, like I said, I just have a little printed black and white copy of it, so it's not very easy to tell. The map itself was 36 inches by 25 inches, so it's pretty big. It said the New World Order map completed in 1941, and it was in response to a 7-year plan to unite the United States economy with European rules. Now, we'll get into that here in a minute. They don't have the details of all of this, but under the map, it's got some explanations of the United States policy for this New World Order. And I mentioned a while ago that what was Daddy Bush's initial? But anyway, Daddy Bush was the first to mention New World Order on the air, at least as far as I knew. And Jeff brought in a dollar bill just a minute ago. I should have kept that dollar bill, Jeff. You took my 100 the other day. But
I'll trade you.
But, well, you tell me what's on there.
In Latin, underneath the all-seeing eyeball on the pyramid on the backside, three Latin words equaling New World Order.
I thought you were going to read the Latin words.
No.
Okay.
Somebody read them in Latin and told me what they said, so I'll just have to go with that.
See, you have to take some. We can't prove this because we need to get a Latin professor.
I can speak pig Latin slowly.
Well, let's move along. The bottom of the map contains a detailed explanation of the United States policy for this New World Order. Remember, this was written back in 1941. Keep that in mind as you hear these. A New World Order for permanent peace and freedom will be established at the end of the war. You say we weren't in the war in October of 1941. No, but all of Europe was. Hitler was doing his thing at that time. They'd already been in Czechoslovakia and taken over France and et cetera. Okay. The USA must assume the leadership of the newly established world order. In other words, we're going to have the big stick in this thing. The USA, Britain, and the USSR, that of course was Russia and all the satellites around there that made up the USSR, will undertake to guarantee peace to the nations, which will be permanently disarmed and demilitarized. The idea was, hey, we're going to take guns away from everybody, and we're going to run this show. And U.S., Britain, and the USSR would all be in cahoots on this thing. The USA will become invincible as a military, naval, and air power. The USSR will acquire the republics of Eastern Europe after the war. They will be demilitarized, federated United States of Europe. And remember, now we do have the EU. They're not, anyway. Canada, get this. Canada, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean islands will be incorporated into the United States of America. Does that sound like Bush's FTAA to you, the Free Trade of America's agreement? Israel was not going to be called Israel. You see, it hadn't been called Israel yet. I mean, it had always been called Israel, if you're a biblical scholar. But in modern times, for 2,000 years, it had not, or several thousand years, it had not been called Israel. Okay, the land of the ancient Hebrews, known as Palestine and Transjordan, will be united as a demilitarized republic called Hebrew Land. All natural resources will be nationalized and distributed to all the nations. Banking, investment, railroads, and power plants will be nationalized everywhere. A world, here you go again, a world common monetary system will be established. Now, see, we're doing two of these things right now with the bringing these countries all together, and they want this common monetary system, which they already have in Europe, wanting to have here in the United States, and eventually both of them will be together in this. The Unified Supreme War Council of the United Nations, now, whoa, this was written in October of 71. There were no United Nations at that time. But somebody thought there would be. The Unified Supreme War Council of the United Nations will be recognized and transformed into a supreme military and economic council to assist in reconstruction and to enforce world peace. Or whatever that is worth. But if that was written in 1941, which I take this for credit that it was, they say you can, they got the picture that I have here from the Library of Congress in Washington. And anyhow, Somebody had this all planned out way long and before you and I had any idea of what was going on at all. Let's go to the telephones. Terry in Missouri. Hi, Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, I was four in 1948 whenever I first heard the word New World Order. Harry Truman was a big proponent of this, and if you read some of his writings, you'll find he had this all down explicitly how it was going to be carried about and stolen.
Now, you don't remember that when you were 4 years old.
I do, because my father had such a fit. I very well remember it. I was just absolutely amazed when George the First said something about it, because we sat at home and listened to the radio because that's all there was to do. But I remember it when I was four, and if you'd studied history a little better, remembered it, you'd found out Harry Truman's a big proponent of this. He wanted to advocate this, and Roosevelt during Yalta set it up with Stalin, and they demilitarized all of Eastern Europe and put it in the Soviet zone. But anyway, yes, I do remember it.
Well, I was a senior in high school, and I guess I had other things on my mind. I don't remember that at all.
Well, and there were some other, I think Wendell Willkie was also a new...
Yeah, now I do remember Wendell Willkie. I remember him as running against Harry Truman.
Yeah.
And we had you remember the little poems about Wendell Willkie?
No.
I have a little pony, his mane is white and silky. Every time he raised his tail, you'd see Wendell Willkie.
No, I didn't. They wouldn't have let me listen to that.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd be politically incorrect today.
Now, a lot of it started with Wilson in World War One, and you go back to that, the socialist movement in England in the late 1800s with H.G. Wells, is all founded over there and been passed down through the socialist movement and into the Democratic Party, which is a big socialist organization today.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Bill somewhere. Hi, Bill, you're on the air.
Morning, Derry.
What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, one thing, of course, I've studied the New World Order for a long time. One thing that you said that Bush 1 was the first one to talk about it to the public. Jimmy Carter talked about it in his inaugural address.
Did he use those terms, New World Order?
Yeah, two things I remember real well that he said in his inaugural address, and Jeff could look it up. He said, we must work together to create a new world order. That's one thing he said. Another thing he said was, the American people must learn to accept a lower standard of living.
Hey, you're pretty good. You ought to run for president.
They'd shoot me.
No, I didn't realize that Jimmy Carter did that.
Yeah, he wasn't smart enough to keep his mouth shut. So, of course, he was letting everybody around the world know what he was up to, that he was that was in his inaugural address.
Really? Okay.
That's the last speech I ever listened to the guy make. I refused to. Of course, going back to the New World Order stuff, they intended to implement it after World War One.
Oh, absolutely. They had the League of Nations all set up, and I guess our senators were a little smarter then than they are today, because
they were patriotic. We had enough patriotic American senators in the United States Senate. They wouldn't ratify the League of Nations, so then they gave up on that, and they created the Council on Foreign Relations to work at it, and then they came up and created the United Nations while Americans were still bleeding and dying. They created it before the war was even over, and the Rockefellers gave them the location for it in New York City, and that's where it is right now.
But you talked about the senators being patriotic back. See, the World War One was when? 1920, wasn't it?
Well, it ended in 1918.
18. Ended in 18. Okay. They had already, those same senators had already passed Social Security and the Federal Reserve System, so they weren't too patriotic.
Not Social Security till 36.
Yeah. Did I say Social Security?
Yeah.
I meant income tax.
In 1913 was a disastrous year. That's when they got the people to change the Constitution so we'd have direct election of senators, so we didn't have senators that were appointed by the legislators anymore.
And we're going to have to take a break. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Mm.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And every once in a while, I get a little bit confused, say things that aren't quite right. I said a moment ago, Wendell Willkie ran against Harry Truman. A caller called up and says, no, he didn't. He ran against Roosevelt. And then I got to thinking about it. I said, you know, I can remember when I learned my little, had a little pony and his mane was long and silky. And you could see Wendell Willkie sometimes there. And I was a pretty little kid when I learned that. So that had to have been before Harry Truman ran, and Jeff looked it up, and yes, Wendell Willkie ran in 1940 against Roosevelt. Did you remember how many votes he lost by, Jeff? 5 million votes. Wonder what percent that would have been back in those days. Anyway, he died in 1944, so obviously he didn't run against Harry Truman. But hey, we appreciate your call on that. At least I got my poem right. Date's a little off, but that's okay.
Any other poems you want to share at this time, Derry?
Anywho. Anyway, we have talked about this Real ID Act over and over and over again. And Representative Jim Guest here in the state of Missouri has been traveling over to many, many states trying to get their legislatures, or maybe I should say helping their legislatures, get laws passed that would say, no, we're not going to get involved in this Real ID. Because what this Real ID amounts to, it's just a de facto national identification card. It's a federal ID is exactly what it is. And you're going to have this thing to do all sorts of things. You're not going to be able to enter certain buildings without this ID card. You're not going to be able to do any business with the federal government. And somebody says, well, I don't do business with the federal government. I bet you do. I'd almost bet business would include food stamps and Social Security and everything else. I don't know that, but they're trying to get this thing shoved down our throats. And as I said, in Missouri, Jim Guest has been very, very active, spent much time in other states trying to get them to pass laws similar to what we're trying to get passed in the state of Missouri. Now, the Montana government, Bill Schweitzer, declared independence from federal identification rules and called on the governments of 17 other states to join him in forcing a showdown with the federal government, which says it will not accept the driver's license of rebel state citizens starting May the 11th. May the 11th isn't that far away, people. Okay? Schweitzer's letter went out to governors of Colorado, Georgia, Idaho, Maine, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Arizona, Hawaii, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Washington. Now, those 17 states, if just those 17 states would buck the system, you know, I don't see why any governor wouldn't believe in states' rights. You'd think they'd stand up and say, we don't want your money and we're not going to do your dirty work for you. But anyway, they haven't done that as of yet. Now, when we come back, we have a little more detail on this because there are a lot of states out there that are going to say no, and it's got the Homeland Security people kind of upset just a little bit.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports Friday gold prices inched up despite profit-taking as the dollar traded flat and oil hovered near $90. Gold closed in New York up 60 cents to $880.50 an ounce. Silver rose 19 cents to $16.09. Precious metals ended the week down 1.5% after rising over 7% in the first 2 weeks of 2008. Meanwhile, China became the world's largest gold-producing country in 2007. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
This advertising material is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare interest. Income and age requirements apply, and attendance and a sales presentation is required. Taxes and other expenses not included. Go to WestgateRadio.com for complete terms.
How often have your kids said, let's go to Orlando? How often have you wanted to visit the Strip in Vegas and stay in luxury hotels like the Planet Hollywood, Comfort Suites, the Westgate Resorts, the Ramada Plaza, and more? Now you can, and for only $39.95. Call 888-415-8787. Through the remarkable buying power of TV Travel Warehouse, you can spend 3 days and 2 nights in Orlando or Las Vegas for only $39.95. Call 888-415-8787. Imagine yourself on the Las Vegas Strip or sitting by the pool in Orlando for only $39.95. Call 888-415-8787. And if you're among the first 50 callers, we'll give you dinner for two in a choice restaurant, too. All for $39.95. Plan your escape today. Call 888-415-8787.
And we're in the home stretch here. Before I finish this story about the real ID and what these governors are trying to get done, Jim from Missouri called and gave Jeff a little poem that was a World War II poem. I guess it was World War II because Germany did that in World War I also. But Jim, if you would call back and get... Jeff didn't get that, about Germany getting hungry and eating turkey and whatever else they did. Give him a call and we'll get that, or give us a call, we can let you explain it to us. Anyway, now, Governor Brian Schweitzer in Montana has written 17 other governors and says, hey, we don't want this real ID thing. Get legislation passed that we're not going to have it. Well, the states have until May the 11th to either request extensions to the real ID rules that were released last Friday, but those rules were released long before last Friday, unless they've changed the rules. Extensions push back the 2008 deadline for compliance as far as 2014 now. See, the Homeland Security thought, oh, this is just like NAIS, except it's for people. The NAIS is for animals. This thing is for people. They want everybody tagged so they know where everybody is all of the time. And they thought it was going to be a slam dunk. Everything was going to be hunky-dory, no problem. And folks say, no, we don't want that. We're not going to go along with it. Last year, Montana passed a law saying it would not comply, citing privacy, states' rights, and fiscal issues. In his letter to other governors, Schweitzer makes it clear that he's not going to ask for an extension. He says, I am asking you to join with me in resisting the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, coercion to comply with the provisions of Real ID. If we stand together, either DHS will blink or Congress will have to act to avoid havoc in our nation's airports and federal courthouses. Now, this upsets Homeland Security. So they had Laura Kiener call, and she said that will mean real consequences for the citizens if their leadership chooses not to comply. That includes getting on an airplane or entering a federal building, so they will need to get a passport. The rules, as we mentioned, create what's no more than just a national identification system, just like they want for our animals, except this time it ain't going to be old Bossy and the gray mare. It's going to be you and I. Now, did you get a hold of our guy? Okay, are you there? Are you there, Jim?
Yep.
Okay, well, what is this?
Well, when I was a kid, there was a little poem or something that everybody was running around talking, and it was after World War II. It was Germany got hungry,
okay,
ate up Turkey, slipped on Greece, and broke up China.
There just a minute. Slipped on Greece.
And broke up China. And there's probably more to it, but that's the only part that I can remember. But
that's good.
Just remember one thing. Everybody puts out that the Civil War was started by slavery, but the number
number
one issue was the federal government coming into my state country and telling me what to do, and that's what we're doing the same thing.
Yeah, slavery was a. If you go back and you read some of the speeches that Abraham Lincoln made prior to all this, actually, he didn't have any sympathy for the slaves at all.
Yeah.
That this came on as kind of a, he had to do this to get more of the Northerners to want to fight the South.
Like I say, it's like everything else, change history to accommodate our agenda, and it's not right, but anyway, that's the whole thing. So thank you much.
Okay, and thank you. I got a call here from a lady in Nebraska saying in Nebraska they're planning a physical test for all county employees to make sure employers are capable of doing their jobs. They have to do a physical test. She said her husband couldn't pass his physical test. They had to do squats and sit-ups and pull-ups and all that. She says, why do you have to do that to be able to sit behind a desk or drive some kind of a piece of equipment or a vehicle? Anyway, she said it looks to her like it's just some way of getting rid of the older employees. In fact, the man giving the test said people over 60 generally don't pass that test anyhow. Something to think about. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're
since 19. 19-